Welcome to Oz Talk Radio.
Oz Talk Radio, another thrilling, spilling, chilling half-hour episode of nothing but sports talk. My number is 516-666-9990. Give me a call. We'll talk about anything you want. But I got to give my usual props and shout-outs to the coffee club in Bradenton, Florida. Everybody's safe, thank God. Nobody got blown away. All the coffee club cups are safe and sound. None of them broke. The coffee machine's still running. And thank God for that. I want to give my usual shout-out to D&T Home Watch. And the word down there was that D&T actually stood on the Holmes Beach with their arms folded and dared the hurricane. Just dared it to come on Anna Maria Island. The word is, changed directions, blew up the other side of the coast. So you know how dynamic these two guys are when you can do that. When you can change and turn a hurricane just by standing on the beach and looking tough like they do, you know you got something going on. Give these guys a call, like I said. They're in business for you, buddy. They'll watch anything you have, and believe me, if anybody goes to take it, get your arm sewed back on, because it's coming off. Give them a call. They're in Bradenton, Florida. They're everywhere. Now, let's get to the show. What do you want to talk about? Steelers, Penguins, Pirates, World Series talk, playoff talk, New England, Brady back, the King. God has come back. God has landed. Turned on ESPN, and it was nothing but Dallas and Brady. Dallas, Brady, Dallas, Brady, Brady, Dallas, Dallas, Brady. Turning the NFL channel, Dallas, Brady, Dallas, Brady, death. Jesus. Turn them off. Couldn't stand it no more. How about this cold talk? Pirates aren't going to sign him. Sort of figured that. He took a bow. In fact, I said last February, I think it was, this guy, you're going to take a potter during the season. He didn't get paid. And they're not going to pay him. Pirates don't want to win. They're the usual bums. This guy, Connington, he's something. Of course, it ain't my money. I don't, can't tell. Hey, if I want to own a team or whatever, I'll buy one and run it the way I want. But unfortunately, I can't do that. So, my opinion is I'm not trying to spend his money or what like some of these local pundits do. that's his business. His team. That's the way he wants to run it, and he can get he can make money, then that's a business. He's doing a good job. He's a good businessman. As far as winning, I don't think he's committed to that, but that's his business. I want to comment on a turd that's on at 3 o'clock to 6 on a FM channel, local channel here in Pittsburgh. This guy has an obsession with A.B. Brown, Steelers. He actually has, I think he got a man thing going on with this guy. AB blocked him on a Twitter, so he can't get over that. So he has to, every sentence he spews is about AB Brown. It keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on. It gets sickening. Come up with some new stuff. But, people listen to it, they believe it. And they call and yap about it, and that's what he wants. So how about giving me a call, 516-666-9990. We're on live up on top of the hill in 84 PA. We're slinging it, dinging it, and otherwise ringing it. So give me a buzz. Well, let's talk about the Steeler game yesterday. How about that game, huh? Steelers mangled the Jets. First half was a little slow, then they got in a rhythm. Sammy Coates dropped 5 passes, but what the heck? Cut 2. I mean, cut 8 overall for what, 169? Pretty good day for Sammy Coates. Not bad. What are they going to do with Martavis Bryant when he comes back? Are they going to trade him? You know what I'd do? I'd trade him for a number one pick, a number two pick maybe. There's people stupid enough to do that in this league. Or maybe I'd keep him. How about that? How about that? A.B. Braun. Maybe get rid of him. Nah. I think he's beginning to be a prima donna. Do you think so? With the shoes and all the dancing and the... too good to get rid of. You got to put up with the guys like that for a while, then he runs out of... he just runs out of steam with it, and it gets old, and it's like Terrell Owens and Chad Johnson and that crew. But I hope he changes, because he's too good to walk out walk. He's walking right now, potting after the game because he's not getting his catches and that usual crap with these prima donnas. Gets old. How about the NFL being down in ratings? Thursday night, Monday night, all down in ratings. Wow. The king is falling. Could it be from Kaepernick? Off-field antics with these prima donnas? People just getting sick of it? People watching something else? What's going on? It's something. Give me your thoughts. Give me your calls. 516-666-9990. We're here to talk about anything you want to talk about, so give me a call. How about Ben? Five TDs last week. This guy's on a roll, man. I'll tell you. If he ain't went in the top three quarterbacks in the league, I don't know what... I don't know. The only guy I see better than him is Tom Brady right now. Ben got to be number two. Who's three? Rodgers, maybe? Maybe Rodgers is two, Ben three? I don't know. They're not bad. Rodgers is good. Ben's good, too. I just hope he can stay healthy. If he stays healthy for 16 games, they're going to be in the hunt. They're going to be in a hunt. But got a lot of injuries. Now Cam Hayward's hurt. He got a pulled hamstring. We'll see how bad that is. That's bad news, though. He could be out 2 or 3 weeks with that. But good thing is they play Miami this week, and they should beat them, but I wouldn't bank on it because you know how the NFL is. 1 week you look gold, and the next week you look like just crawled out of a mud puddle. That's how bad you look. But it's the NFL. It's subject to change every week. You never know. The only team that's really looking good is right now is Minnesota. They're stomping it, man. They're, what, 5-0? Zimmerman's doing a heck of a job up there. Heck of a job. I'll tell you what. That NFC with the Cowboys and the Minnesota and who else is in that? Seattle. Going to be a battle. Hey, I got a phone call here. I'm going to get this phone call right now. I'll see you soon. Take his call. Hey, you're on Gaz Talk Radio.
Hello, Gaz.
Hey, Murr from Florida.
Yeah, I'm sitting over here in Satellite Beach. Just brought my grandson back. They lucked out. Hurricane Matthew didn't level the place. I mean, for all kinds of purposes,
man, that's scary.
Yeah, they skated the big one. And
that's scary
my
stuff.
Grandson Luke's he's getting ready to play a baseball game right now. So
are you gonna watch
to
it?
Go to that. I'm gonna go over and watch a little of it. Yeah, I brought Rexy back. They got school tomorrow. They're starting that up already. So, but you know, as it is, they're excited to be back, and you know they're getting in a new house. But anyway, what I called about is the Steelers. You know they looked good at the beginning, and then I thought for what a little bit we saw here. They started playing like their uniforms. Man, that's a sad state. but anyway, but then they perked it up and they come back. Your Sammy Coates, you know, if you're looking at fantasy football, he scored lots of points, but hell, he could have scored a hell of a lot more if he catched the pass.
He said he could have scored another 3 touchdowns.
Five.
Five.
He dropped 4 or 5 passes, and they still scored a bunch. So, I mean, it's... But they come back. You know, all my friends down here who aren't really big Steelers fans are impressed with them right now. They're saying, man, they're coming alive. I don't know what happened to them against the Eagles, but they sure look like a different team now.
Well, you know
Pitt
how the NFL is.
Excited about that, yeah. Yeah, I was excited about Pitt finally winning one at the end instead of losing one.
Yeah.
So, tickled to death about that.
Right.
You got a chance to watch a little bit of that on ESPN3. We don't get that down here either. But I just wanted to call and say hello and see how things are going up there in Pittsburgh. What's the feeling? What's the talk up there about the Steelers? Everybody all excited about them?
Oh yeah, they're pumped up. I mean, they want everybody to go 5-5-1, New England and Pittsburgh, and have meeting that game in what is it? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? Yeah, that'd be a hell of a game.
Is it here or there?
It's in Pittsburgh.
It's in Pittsburgh. Well, that's good.
I'll tell you what. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. There's rumor going on down at Holmes Beach. Now, I don't know. This is a rumor now. I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe you can tell me. The D&T Home Watch actually stood on Holmes Beach and dared that hurricane to come in. And the hurricane blew 50, 60 miles away up the coast. Is that true?
No. Holmes Beach is on the other side of the state, almost 200 miles away. No, we wouldn't do that. We don't want that. We don't want any parts of any hurricanes.
That's right. I actually heard you guys stood on a beach and dared it to come in, and it turned tail and went another way.
I don't know. I'll tell you what we are doing. We're hot on a trail. That's some guy without his shirt on over there. I heard he's in Florida.
I heard he is, too, and I heard he's coming to see you.
That's what I understand. We're looking forward to it.
All right.
No, we're doing all right. We were lucky. Over the west coast of Florida, we got 30-mile-an-hour winds. It wasn't bad at all. Got a little rain. It could have been a whole lot worse. I mean,
people
up in North Carolina and things like that to get all the floodwaters and stuff.
I want to ask you, did you get all the stuff down from the condo from fourth floor?
Well, that's what we're doing now. We're pulling stuff out of there. It got all wet and everything inside. It's kind of moldy smelling, so we're getting stuff out of there to bring over to their house. But
what are you
going to
do with all that?
Worse.
We're
washing it and all that stuff, so we'll see. But
hopefully
anyway, I was just tickled to death with it. Huh?
Hopefully it's all right.
Yeah, they'll be okay. I mean, it's just they. I talked to my son. They have a hotel. They're going to stay in a hotel for about 4 or 5 days, so they get things all straightened around at their house. So, but they'll be fine. They'll be fine. But anyway,
all right, that's good.
Call touch in base on the Steelers and Pitt. Good weekend there, both ways. Please,
you know, I got on the phone waiting. Austin from Davenport.
Oh, you do. Well, I'll tell you what. Give a call to Rooney and tell him to get rid of those bumblebee outfits. Oh my God.
That's the last they're wearing them.
Well, I hope.
They're going in the
garbage.
All right,
brother. Will you say hello to Dustin for me there, will you?
All right, I will. All right, Murph.
Be safe. All right, buddy. We'll see you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you. Bye-bye. That's Murph from Florida calling in. Try to get another call here. We'll take another call. You're on God's Talk Radio. God's Talk Radio.
Hello. I just want to say hello to Merv too. Back right back at him. Hello. The game was a good one. They beat the Jets. The Jets are 1-4 now. They're about done.
Well, if they lose against Buffalo, when do they play Buffalo this weekend?
I think so. I think they play Buffalo this weekend. Jets, they're in some trouble there. Because they have a bunch of old players, too. Older players, they have Matt Forte, Brandon Marshall. This was kind of their year. Last year was their year to get in the playoffs. And they didn't do it. Now they're really in trouble.
Yeah, they are. If they lose against Buffalo, they're probably done.
The Steelers, though, like you said, I think that New England-Pittsburgh matchup, that's going to be a great game to watch. England looks good with that. They have another weapon, that Martellus Bennett. He got 3 touchdowns. Ben's finding his weapon, Sammy Coates. I think it's just going to be a shootout, bloodbath. Great game. I think it's going to be a good one.
I think you're right, and I think Ben is going to outshine Brady that game.
Hey, Ben has his games where he has 6 touchdowns. I mean, remember versus the Colts and there's another team. He lights them up. I mean, at home, he's the magic man at home. Sometimes he'll throw 6 touchdowns, and that is really, really hard to do in the NFL. Did you watch any of the game last night between the Giants and the Packers? I mean, Eli Manning, I don't know what happened to him. He was struggling. He finally found Odell.
He's struggling last years, I noticed.
He is struggling. Yeah. I don't get what's going on. I mean, I thought because he has Sterling Shepard and Odell Beckham Jr. that, and Victor Cruz came back. I thought he'd be, because he had his best statistical year last year, so I thought he'd have the cakewalk, you know, the 3 weapons, distribute the ball. I mean, Green Bay's defense isn't even that good, and he was getting sacked, and he's just couldn't complete a pass, and then they finally moved it down the field, but by that time, you're down 2 touchdowns, so, I mean, I couldn't believe how bad he looked, because he has a big contract, and I thought, oh, my God, like, and then did you see Indy's general manager said about how they can't afford defense because all their money goes to Andrew Luck? Basically the Joe Flacco symptom for the Colts. They're offensively talented, but you need defense to win. So when you offered them that contract, you realize, hey, we're not going to be able to afford any defense. We're going to have to draft it. And if we can't draft it, well, we're not going to compete.
These people forget to know that there's a salary cap in the NFL, and you can't pay one guy. I don't care how good he is. You just can't pay one guy billions and nobody else. You're not going to have a team.
Exactly.
You got to live with that.
That's what's wrong with it. Because I couldn't believe that the GM said that, you know, well, our defense is a work in progress. Most of our money is with, you know, Luck. I said, wow, guys are the ones that signed him. It's not like he said, oh, well, this is the contract. I mean, you offered it to him, so. I mean,
are you in Davenport now, or are you in somewhere else?
I'm in Sarasota. I'm with my
Sarasota. Tell them I said hi and enjoy.
I will. I will. I'll tell them. And I found the man without a shirt. I'm with him. the man without a shirt. That's who I'm with here at the.
Tell me, is he wearing a shirt or not?
Oh no, there's never a shirt. Merv will like.
Is he wearing a shirt right now?
No. There's no
tell
way.
Tell him to put it on.
There's no way.
Tell him to put it on. I want to see it.
Oh yeah. Captain Willie's beer going?
Captain Willie's beer is going to be a smash. They're going up October 26th to New Jersey. They're meeting the guy from Jägermeister. And could be a big one.
That's good.
Hey,
good for him.
I'm going to send you the label by email or whatever on your phone in about, when we get off here. I'll see if I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
You're going
to
like it.
I can't wait to see it.
We tasted the
Captain Willie's.
Yeah, we tasted it. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm thinking it's going
to
be one of the biggest explosions on the market in the last 50, 60, maybe 100 years.
Beautiful.
Yep.
That's what you want. You want something new, and you want something that tastes good, and people love beer. That's something that will always be selling.
Can get outsourced, buddy. Never can get outsourced. And I will be advertising it on this show and probably giving cases away on numerous times during the season.
You should have some God's Talk trivia from show to show.
That's what I'm
going to
do.
Remember. There you go.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. And I'm going to have a little poll here. If somebody can pick 3 games winners, they're getting a case of Captain Willie's.
All right.
So
sign me up.
That will be on the agenda, and it's probably going to be on the market and a big explosion within the next 6 months.
Beautiful.
Maybe
beautiful.
Sooner. Probably sooner.
There you go. Just keep post that on your page, and we'll keep updated on Captain Willie's, and can't wait to see it
that
explode
will, did,
off the
did
show.
You go on the beach today?
Yes. Went on the beach, went for a walk.
Beautiful.
It was pretty nice. It was like 86 degrees. It didn't really feel like it because of the wind and stuff like that, but it was really
yeah.
nice. It was good. It was the first time I've been to the beach since my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
So
oh yeah.
It's been a while.
Right. I think I was with you.
Yeah. It has been a while. So it was nice to get back. White sands. Beautiful.
Exactly. Oh, imagine it is. Imagine it is. Well, Dustin from Davenport, give me a prediction. Steelers-Miami.
I'm going to go with the Steelers big. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh 38, Miami 17. Miami doesn't impress me. If Foster plays, not that it changes much, but Miami, without Foster, they have no running back. They have Jarvis Landry. The Steelers should win. There's no excuse on this game. They have to beat Miami. Cleveland almost beat Miami. So they got to get into Miami and just take care of business. Even if it's an ugly win, even if you don't blow them out, you can't get up every Sunday and blow teams out 50 to nothing. But if you just find a way to win, that's the team you got to beat. Because it's going to come down. The thing now is, now you're starting to see who's real and who's not. AFC, you're starting to see Baltimore, they're falling behind. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh might have this division, but you're real shot to get this division not locked up, but set themselves up to where, oh, if we have a letdown game, you got to win these games while you know, like a gimme game. There's no gimme games in the NFL, but you are way better. They are way more talented than Miami could ever wish to be. With Tannehill at quarterback, they're head and shoulders. Miami's at the bottom of the barrel
yeah.
of teams.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. Did they notice any difference in your physique?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. They noticed like some of the muscles are different, you know, than what they were.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Dustin from Davenport, his trainer. His trainer knows his stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I'm going to go to that guy and get trained.
Oh, the trainer.
What do you think, Dustin?
The trainer's one of a kind. I think you should be teaching multiple classes on how to get yourself in shape. And he's a life trainer, not just strength and fitness, but he also knows a lot in life. So he's a good guy.
Well, I'll tell him, Matt, and I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
Oh yeah.
So you have a good time with your parents down there, and you tell everybody I said hi, and you know, do it, man. Enjoy.
We'll do. Thank you so much. You have a enjoy the rest of your show.
I will listen in, but we'll talk to you.
Yes, sir. All right.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yep. Bye. That was Dustin from Davenport. He's in Sarasota enjoying the beach. Good kid. Knows his stuff. Kid could be a coach, I'm telling you, right now. That kid could coach my team. How about Murph calling in? These guys calling in, they're loyal guys, loyal listeners. There's got to be some Captain Willie's beer for these guys. I'll tell you what, I'm going to make sure they get it, too. When that Captain Willie's beer goes on the market, they're getting it. Free. Loyal listeners. Got to be loyal to your people. So back to a big deal in Pittsburgh. How about Sid? He has a concussion. Wow. Whew. That's going to, I don't even want to think about it. That could be bad. I probably would say, he says he had it in practice. I doubt it. I think, let's be truthful here, he got it playing World Cup. That's where he got it. He didn't get it in practice because no one hits Sid in practice. Okay? If you do, you're off the team. So let's get that right now. It's like Brady. You hit Brady when you're playing a game, you're either in jail or handcuffed or thrown in a paddy wagon or doing 3 to 5. Okay? That doesn't happen. Remember, God has come back to the NFL. It's like Sid. Who's better than Sid in hockey right now? No one. This guy is in the tip-top of his game right now, pinnacle. He's on the mountain. It's a shame he got hurt. It's a shame he got this concussion. Oh, man, that's going to hurt the Penguins, I tell you. But, hey, it could be a blessing because all the hockey he's played, he may get the needed rest to come back. Like, all depends how long he's out. I'm thinking maybe a couple months they're going to rest him. He comes back fully rested and ready to roll. Like January. It's better to happen now than like March and April. You don't want that to happen then. So get it out of the way now. Could be a blessing in disguise. Get him rested. He's played a lot of hockey. And this could be a blessing. And have the Penguins. They're going to hang around. I mean, they're not going to fold up. They got a good team there. So they'll hang around, and who knows, they still may win that East, but they don't have to. Just make the playoffs. That's all you got to do. Just get into the playoffs. Get into the dance, just like last year. Anything can happen. It's pretty tough to repeat in this game because it's brutal, man. Toughest championship to win in all sports, that Stanley Cup, believe me. Just watch it. That is a grind. I'm going to predict this baseball. Here's my one prediction. It's not a revelation. Pirates will never be in a World Series. Okay, everybody said, yeah, no kidding. They'll never be in a World Series because they don't want to be. They might have to pay somebody. But that doesn't mean you're going to be in a World Series with a big payroll. Look at the Dodgers. They got $300 million payroll. They're about to get bounced. The Cubs and Blue Jays in the World Series. That's my prediction. My prediction of Baltimore with a long shot, that got blown out the window first day. But I'm thinking maybe Blue Jays and Cubs. And I hope the Blue Jays win. And I hope Lariano comes back and he's the winner of the seventh game of the series. Would that be funny? Lariano, Pirates couldn't wait to get rid of him because of his salary. He comes back. He's in the World Series. He's pitching the seventh game and wins it. How about that? You got to love it. Got to love it. I hope it happens. That's my prediction. The Cubbies, I love to see the Cubbies lose. They're cocky. I don't like that guy. That guy, Madden, rubs me the wrong way, but got a heck of a team there. I think Arrieta and Bumgarner are pitching next game. How about that matchup? Hoo-hoo. I'll take Bumgarner, though. I don't think Arrieta. Pirates knock him around. How good can he be? If the Pirates are knocking you around, you can't be that good anymore. But, hey, that's one thing we should, in Pittsburgh, we'll never have to worry about. Pirates in a World Series, so don't get antsy, fans, next year, because they won 98 last year, and what they win this year, 78, 88, it ain't going to get any better, believe me, 78 next year, maybe 68, who knows, you never know, but I predict the same old crap. And it won't change. Because if you don't care to win, that's what's going to happen. But how about them Stellar? I was down Cincinnati this weekend. Man, was I giving it to them guys. But they hate the Steelers. And I love it. I had my terrible towel waving around. I was like I had my Steelers shirt, coat, terrible towel. I was banging it. Bye-bye. Off.